but it is Thursday. It is after five. So, yes, Michelle Spencer is back in the studio. Michelle, where did the week go? Hello.
Hello, hello. I know.
Oh, I didn't turn you up even then. It's one of those days.
Hello, hello. Sorry, I'm just yelling now.
Yeah. Come on, what have you got in store for us? Because, obviously, your three-part series has now finished.
Well, I'm starting to think about summer holidays. Now, do you have any holidays planned, Joe?
Not abroad, no.
No. Interesting. I wonder if you fall into this group I'm going to talk about. So, I don't know if you watch, one of my favorite shows on TV right now is Race Across the World, and really gets me thinking about travel. And do you watch it at all, Joe?
No, not that one.
Honestly, last year's was about Canada. They traveled across Canada, so obviously I watched it. But the winners were women in their midlife, menopausal women. Uh-huh. Amazing. And if you ever get a chance to watch the show, it's amazing. So, of course, every year they have menopausal women in there, sometimes with their children, sometimes just as a pair. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking about holidays, and I actually started kind of planning a trip yesterday out of it. But holidays are meant to be an exciting time, right? So with summer holidays, most of us are looking forward to climbing aboard an airplane. But what if you're one of those people who absolutely dreads it? Mm-hmm. So, and there are surprisingly people out there who do get travel anxiety, and midlife women.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, see, I was wondering that, because you and I have talked about holidays before, and I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
See, as you can tell, I'm a bit of a travel bug. I've got the travel bug, always have had the travel bug.
So but you want to go on the show, that's what you're doing. That's why you're
absolutely.
Out there.
If anyone's out there looking for a partner, I'm your person. I will travel anywhere.
Let's start hashtagging that one then.
So, it's funny because the travel anxiety can kick in your midlife, and anxiety is one of those menopause symptoms that does kind of go untalked about, and usually it's one of the first things that crops up as well as part of the menopause. You might not get hot flashes, you might not get night sweats, but you might get the anxiety. And interestingly enough, in 2022 there is a stat out there: on average, 37.1% of women in 2022 reported having anxiety of some sort. So, and that's just, you know, and that's just people reporting anxiety in the workplace. That's not even talking about travel anxiety. And I have talked to a few women who do struggle with travel anxiety. So we talked about anxiety when it came to test anxiety, but the same kind of symptoms will crop up when it comes to traveling. You might actually start feeling sick the week before you actually go on holiday. You'll have heart palpitations. You can't sleep. You're constantly worrying. There's dread. Mm. And again, I've talked about this before, but anxiety, a lot of it has to do with things we can't control, right? And things that could possibly be. And everyone has...
the unknown, right?
Yeah, that's it. And everyone has some anxiety about traveling, to be fair, especially in this day and age now. It's a lot different. And I mean, we worry about... there's so many things to worry about traveling. Now I'm going to put some people off traveling this year, but
no.
Never mind just getting on a flight, but you think about the cleanliness of wherever you're traveling. You worry about getting sick. You worry about missing connections, losing your luggage, you know, cramped conditions. Yeah, those kind of things. Like, that's enough to put anybody off. But for some people, like I said, it's even if they've planned well ahead, it's just everything. There's just the anxiety is so overwhelming. They absolutely do not want to travel, refuse to get on a flight, might refuse to even get on a train. So their holidays have to consist of a staycation, if that makes sense. Mm. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because the UK is gorgeous and there's lovely places you can drive to. So today I was going to talk a bit of, that's what I'm talking about today. And I was going to give you, we're going to do a bit of a grounding body scan. So a little practice activity if you absolutely have to get away, go on a flight, or you're one of those people that does dread flying, but you know you're going away with the family somewhere. So a couple tips. One, actually, I would suggest, if you're a woman, travel with friends. Always travel with friends. Don't be the person who also makes the plans. Because I think some people get nervous about that, the whole booking a ticket, how do I get to the airport, all that. You know, arrange it with someone. Obviously, stay in the loop, know what's going on. And in fact, when we went to Spain last year, obviously, we went with a big group of women. But we did that. We got together first. We had a little bit of a meeting. We planned how everyone was going to get there, where they're going to meet up. They traveled in groups, organized all that, because that's the other thing. Sometimes you go into a country where you don't know the language.
No, of course. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that just adds a whole new layer.
Yeah.
Dress in layers. So if you're obviously going through the menopause, definitely dress in layers, because if you suddenly have a hot flash, that can cause anxiety and the thought about if you're having hot flashes. And then vice versa, you can get cold on the flight. Drink loads of water, because that's another thing. We get lots of headaches in the midlife, but drinking lots of water will help you stay hydrated, will maybe keep those headaches at bay. And also, we talked about alternate nostril breathing, but the recirculated air on flights dries out your nostrils as well and can lead to headaches. And if you're on a flight, I would say, or even on a train, put on those headphones, listen to something soothing, listen to a mindfulness podcast, listen to a guided meditation, something, or even like I've got the Buddhist monks alming in the background. And just because sometimes you are on that flight and it's absolute chaos on that flight. Everyone's been on that flight where you're not traveling with the family, but everybody else is. You're like, oh, I just need a moment. So, and then when things always get overwhelming, always return to the breath. So the tips really aren't that much more different than the test-taking tips. But the activity we're going to do, we're just going to, quick little activity, if you get overwhelmed on the flight, on the bus, on the train, in the airport, take a moment, relax, sit down, and start breathing into the feet. So plant the feet on the floor. So we'll just do the activity now. So if you're sitting and you want to practice along, or if you're doing this on catch-up, so plant your feet flat on the floor, either close the eyes down or lower the gaze into the lap again. And again, if you've got headphones on, that's even better. And then just start noticing the feet. And we're going to breathe into the feet. So imagine as you inhale, that breath is going into the soles of the feet. And as you breathe out, the breath is coming out the soles of the feet. And then move into the lower leg, breathing into the lower leg. And breathing out of the lower leg. And then traveling into the upper legs, breathing into the upper legs. And breathing out. Breathing into the hips. And breathing out. And breathing into the lower back. And breathing out. Into the upper back, breathing into the upper back, breathing out, breathing into the shoulders. And as you breathe out, really feel those shoulders relax, sink back down into the floor. And then we just breathe into the chest, breathing out. Breathing into the hands. Breathing out. Into the lower arms. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing into the upper arms. Breathing out. And then just breathing into the face. Breathing out. And then into the top of the head. Breathing in. Breathing out. And then just breathing into the entire body. Just feeling the breath into the entire body. And this time as you breathe out, really feel the body relax. And then just stay there for a moment, relaxing. Just feeling yourself connected. Grounded. And if you need to do that again, you just do it one more time.
That's a really good one, Michelle. I like that one.
You're welcome.
Yes. But you can use that in any instance, can't you?
So absolutely.
Not just if you're travelling.
Yeah.
As it, all your catch-up episodes are as well. So it will be up online at the weekend at phoenixfm.com. Go to Joe Bailey or Drive and you'll find all of them there, all catalogued nicely for you. Michelle, what is your website again so we can find you, just in case people can't be bothered to have a look on the website yet?
I just love it because you make me say this because I'm like now regretting having the world's longest website name. Yeah. So it's www.anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A, yogawithmichelle.co.uk.
Brilliant. Cheers, Michelle. And your song today is...
Budapest. Yay. By George Ezra.
Cheers, Michelle.
Bye.